Rochester School for the Deaf basketball coach Dennis Hansen says his type of job requires an extra amount of effort, and those unwilling to put out won't last much more than a year. In many ways, this environment matches learning situations elsewhere, though one huge difference is in the level of feedback along the process.
You think, I'm working so hard trying to get these kids to understand things, why don't they understand them? Maybe I'm not a good teacher. And over a period of years, you discover that you and I hear things over and over and over and over again. It gets reinforced. They don't hear those things that are daily happening in their lives. They don't pay any attention to it. So you have to specifically be looking at them, make sure they're getting the information, and then they'll respond positively towards it. And it just takes you and them a long time to get to that point.
The mechanics and fundamentals of the game of basketball won't change.
It's absolutely no different. The only thing that you need to do is give them opportunities to do it. You know, you and I played at home with kids around the block day in and day out. And very often these kids maybe don't get a chance to do that at home because they can't communicate as well with hearing kids. So a lot of times they'll stay away. So they don't get that early learning that you and I got on how to dribble, how to pass. And so they have to develop it later, and sometimes they don't get to be as highly skilled because of that.
The obvious hurdle towards a deaf sports team's execution is the communication.
If you're talking about hearing teams, the coach yelling encouragement, yelling plays, changing plays, warning children, watch out for the pick on the right. I can't do that at all. In any situation that comes up in a game, I have to try to remember that or write it down so that we can go through that during practices, so that the kids are going to be aware of it when it may happen in a game, so they'll know how to react.
The hearing-impaired player then becomes more aware, more attentive to what's occurring on the court. The kids are instructed to look to the bench and coach anytime the whistle blows.
If you're looking for something positive that happens to that, if I can use my sign language to let my team know that I want them to do something, then the other team is not going to know what I'm doing. The crowd becomes a non-factor because they don't hear the crowd. And so they can really focus more on what's happening. So offensively, when we're playing, we can do pretty well. It's defensively when other people are doing things behind our back, so to speak, that we have a problem with.
All sports coaches learn of the frustration level that comes with the game. The player, too, has to learn to deal with it.
Their frustration level, no question, is very high sometimes because we get into games where we're getting beat pretty good, and I still have to push the kids to continue to work hard. And one of the things that I really enjoy about working with these kids is that they never give up. And they're not willing to give up, and the score can be astronomically against us, and they'll continue to work just as hard as they did when the score was tied.
Because most on Hansen's team are dormitory students and go home on weekends, practice time is limited. RSD would have to travel out of town to face other deaf teams. 95% of their schedule is versus hearing-aided squads.
They don't want my kids to beat them. They're looking at my kids as, well, they're handicapped kids, so there's no way in the world that they should beat us. And you know, quite often we do, and it really makes them play even harder.
Many times, longevity leads to accomplishment. But sports victories and defeats at RSD represent more than what goes on between the lines.
I think it's important just from the aspect of continuing to work towards a goal, not to win games, but to do the best we can do. And if winning happens, then that's okay. We'll accept that. If we lose, we're pretty good at accepting that, too. And that's part of playing. If you're going to play the game, you need to learn to do both.
Rochester School for the Deaf Wildcats basketball coach, Dennis Hansen.